This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A disputed goal call helps the Dallas Stars pull away from Winnipeg in Game 3 of their second-round playoff series.
Pass for Petrovic, and Rantanen got a shot away, and it bounces in!
The Stars win it 5-2 on Sunday after a lengthy review upholds that go-ahead goal off Connor Hellebuyck's stick. Stars head coach Pete DeBoer was satisfied with the call.
I think the rule reads that I believe if the goalie's making a play on the puck, it's a goal. So that's the difference. Is it just deflected off him or is he trying to make a play with the puck? And I think they got it right.
And then Mikko Rantanen added a goal moments later, his ninth of the postseason. Wyatt Johnson sealed the win late with the goal to make it 5-2. And Dallas takes a 2-1 series lead heading into Game 4 on Tuesday.
A grinding wrong-way crash on the Dallas-North Tollway has killed one and put six in the hospital this morning. Investigators say the wrong-way driver sideswiped a big rig, then slammed head-on into another car. One person was dead on impact and six others listed in critical condition.
A child is dead in Dallas over the weekend because she was run down by a motorcyclist.
It appears it happened on the sidewalk outside of an event center on South Lancaster Road near Keast. Inside, family members were getting ready for a baby shower decorating the event center when the motorcycle hit two small children.
I don't know if he didn't see the kids on the sidewalk or what, but when I was out here, I don't know if it was him, but some guy was out here in the parking lot area riding a motorcycle.
8-year-old Soraya Parsons died from her injuries. Another child seriously hurt and remains hospitalized. Jasmine Sherwood tells NBC5 the family is simply devastated. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A police chase that started in Mansfield ends in a deadly crash in Ellis County. KRLD's Kurt Lewis picks up the story.
I'm out here along Highway 287, just east of Midlothian, and most of the debris from this terrible collision has now been cleaned up. Police were pursuing a stolen car when the driver jumped on Highway 287 heading south. The chase continued into Midlothian, where the stolen car crossed over into oncoming traffic and smashed into a car coming the other way. The driver of the stolen car was ejected from the mangled wreckage and killed on impact. His passenger was critically hurt and was flown by CareFlight to a Dallas hospital. People in the other car were also hurt. They were taken to a Mansfield hospital with what are described as non-life-threatening injuries. Cleanup from this wreck and the investigation took hours, but the freeway was reopened later Sunday. In Midlothian, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas House votes to approve a strict definition of man and woman, excluding trans people from state records.
It's called the Women's Bill of Rights. House Bill 229 defines women through biological differences. Females able to get pregnant, give birth, and breastfeed. Males, on average, bigger, stronger, and faster than females. State Rep. Ellen Troxclair authored the bill.
What I want is for the rights of women and girls in Texas to be protected, and that's exactly what this bill does, and it has a basic definition that is scientifically accurate.
House Democrats critical of defining sex based on the ability to reproduce. State Rep Jessica Gonzalez.
This bill makes no allowance for transgender or non-binary Texans and seeks to discriminate against them and virtually just erase them out of existence.
The House passed the bill on to third reading 86 to 36. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The Dallas Cowboys are going to travel to Philly to take on the Super Bowl champs in the opening game of the 2025 NFL season, Thursday Night Football, September 4th. One person is dead, six others injured when a wrong-way driver crashes head-on to another driver on the Dallas North Tollway southbound near Royal Lane overnight. Get ready for a heat wave. North Texas will see highs in the mid-90s tomorrow, soaring close to or at 100 by Wednesday. Today, though, offers a brief break with temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Make the most of it.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We'll chat with David Rankin coming up in a moment. You better believe he's got a lot to say this morning. At 7:23 on DFW's Only All News Morning Show, I'm Joe Kelly.
Your news for Trajan Wealth, 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Barron. State lawmakers have only about 2 weeks left in session, and Representative Rafael Anguia is pushing a bill to move city elections from May to November, but only in odd number years. He tells NBC5 that would give voters what they want, nonpartisan local elections.
So what the Dallas Charter Review Commission did and what the people of Dallas voted for in Prop D is saying we want more turnout, but we want city elections to remain nonpartisan.
Dallas, Tarrant, and Collin counties all saw slight increases in recent voter turnout, but Dallas turnout was still just 8.3%.
An update to a story we brought you last week about those self-driving big rigs hitting the roads in Texas. The union representing many truck drivers here in the state is pushing back.
Texas Teamsters are sounding the alarm as Aurora Innovation rolls out driverless semis on the I-45 corridor. They're pushing House Bill 4402 and Senate Bill 2425 to mandate human operators, arguing automation endangers jobs and safety. Union leaders say the tech struggles in bad weather and risk cargo theft. Aurora insists its trucks, backed by AI and remote oversight, are safe. Critics fear thousands of drivers could lose their livelihoods. From the 24-Hour News Center, Steve Randall, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
7:24, News Radio 1080, KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. All right, David Johnson, good luck narrowing down what you want to talk about today, because there's probably a lot.
Yeah, well, this is shaping up as one of those days you can't miss if you're in the market. If you're off on the sideline waiting for things to calm down and you're going to take your cash and put it back in the market, boy, I tell you, the boat has taken off. The Dow Industrials average looking higher by 2.5%. The NASDAQ looks up 3%. The S&P up 4%. That means the Dow would be up over 1,000 points, actually over 1,100 points on the opening. This all follows the surprising news over the weekend that we've got at least a 90-day hold. The U.S. will temporarily lower the tariffs on these Chinese goods from 145% to 30%. Now, 20% of that is the fentanyl. So if they could work that out, then it drops back down to 10. And China will cut its levies on the American imports from 125% to 10%. It's the magnitude of this reduction that's larger than anybody thought, and also the speed with which it took place. These negotiations usually drag on for weeks and months, and in some cases, years. But we're going to see an enormous updraft right on the opening bell, and then we'll watch. I mean, we're very news sensitive, but there are a whole lot of people that were short, selling stocks they didn't own, hoping to make money as the stocks dropped. Now they've got to turn around and buy them back. Crude's on the ascension, too. It's up 4%, up $2.32 at $62.90. Money is pouring out of gold, that safe haven where it had been hiding. It's down over 3%, down to $111 an ounce. And interest rates, well, they're going back up. 4.45%. The U.S. dollar, it's getting stronger against foreign currencies. The euro is back down to $1.11. The pound is down to $1.23. We have nothing really in the way of major economic news today, except, of course, the settlement of the tariffs, at least the 90-day settlement in tariffs. And the Dow Industrials Average looks up 1,100 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 7:26 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I always told you guys I like David. Well, a Ferris teen has died in a shooting over the weekend at a park. 17-year-old Sir Dixon died in a shootout at Jerry Watson Park. City Manager Brooks Williams believes we've seen too much of this.
Unfortunately, it sure seems like our society has decided to solve their differences with weapons rather than words.
Williams says police have made arrests. The incident reportedly started as a large fight. Investigators say Dixon was given a gun by an unidentified female who is still on the run. After Dixon was down, a man picked up his gun and opened fire and shot another teen who survived the wound.
Thousands of people crowded Garland's downtown square over the weekend, enjoying the city's Asian American Heritage Festival and throwing the spotlight on the growing Asian American and Pacific Islander population across North Texas.
DFW has seen the largest growth of the Asian American population than any U.S. metro area, according to the U.S. Census, with nearly 700,000 residents living here in our region as of 2023. Of note, North Texas has the largest Korean population in the state and one of the largest Vietnamese American communities in the entire country, with tens of thousands building a home away from home in Garland. Collin County also seeing the sharpest growth in AAPI residents in the last decade.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.